So let's review. The Gemara continues its discussion regarding lost documents and cites a brisa mentioned in the previous daf. Matza get isha b'shuk. If one finds a get, b'smancha bal moide yankse le'isha. If the husband admits that he gave the get to his wife and she lost it, the get is returned to her. Eina bal moide lo yankse lo leze b'lo leze. If he does not admit that he divorced her, it is not returned to either of them. Regarding b'smancha bal moide yankse le'isha, the Gemara asks, v'leichesh emekas of litin b'nisin v'lo yinasin la tishrei. We should be concerned that perhaps he wrote the get earlier and only gave it to her at a later date. And azal baal zavin peri minisin va tishrei. Meanwhile, he may have sold the produce of her nixim lug fields and mafke legita the kus of minisin va tishrei v'asi lemitch of lekuchas legidin. She will then use the get to support her claim that she was divorced on the earlier date written in the get and will demand payment from the buyers. The Gemara offers two solutions. Kivin shenasin ein leplegarsha shuv ein lebal peris. The husband indeed loses his rights to the produce as soon as he writes the get, and so she would be rightfully claiming the produce. According to the opinion Yesh Lebal Peiris Achas Nesina, he's entitled to the produce until he actually divorces her, we must say ki asi lemitref aminan law, aisi raya emes matagita liatcha. She can only claim the produce if she can prove when the divorce actually took place. The Gemara challenges this answer from the Mishnah Daf Yud Beis. If someone finds loan documents which establish a lien, they're not returned, and the Gemara explained kishachayiv maida. This is true even if the debtor admits to the loan because we suspect he wrote the document sometime before the loan actually took place, and so the creditor might wrongly collect property that the debtor sold after the date written in the document, even though the lien was not actually in effect at the time. The Gemara asks, Neimalei Aisi Raya Emes Matash Tarchev Liatcha. We should return the document and simply require the claimant to prove the date of the actual loan. The Gemara differentiates as follows. Hacha Gabi Get Isha Os Lekech V'tava. Regarding a get, the buyer will ask for verification of the date, because he will reason, Haida Hadru Nahalo Rabban Legita Meshum Dloi Ta'agin V'tesev. The Chacham allowed her to keep the get in order to remarry. However, they did not necessarily verify the date of divorce, and so hashta de ka'asi lemitrif teiz levateisi raya emes matagit liyada. I can demand that she do so before returning the produce. However, hacha gabishtar chayiv loy osi lekech v'tava. Regarding a loan, the buyer will not ask for verification of the date of the loan because he will reason mid ahadru nehalei rabban leshtar chayiv pshita lemitrifu. The only reason the Chacham gave him back the document was to collect the loan, and he therefore concludes, Kam Rabban b'milza o mikmei didi matashtar liyadeh. They must have verified the date that the loan was before I bought this property, therefore we did not return it. The Mishnah earlier referred to Shechru Avadim, found emancipation documents. The Gemara cites a related brisa, matashtar shechur b'shuk. One finds an emancipation document. If the master admits that he freed him, it is returned to the former slave. However, if he denies freeing the slave, it is not returned to either party. Regarding Bizmancha Rav Maida Yachzal Eved, the Gemara asks, we should suspect that the document was given some time after it was written. Meanwhile, the slave purchased property, which now belonged to the master, and the master then sold them. The slave will then use the document to support his claim that he was already freed at the time and made the purchase on his own behalf, and he will then wrongly seize the property from the buyer. The Gemara offers two possible answers. According to the opinion that it is to a slave's benefit to go free because matir bakal, he can now marry a Yisraelis. Therefore, since Zachan la'adam shalei b'fanav, one can act on another's behalf for his benefit without his knowledge, Eda b'chasum of Zachan la'ay. The signatories acquire it on his behalf at the time it is written, and so he is entitled to the property because he was already free. According to the opinion that Chayvu la'avet, Shayyotim tachas rab l'cheris, it is to his detriment to go free, because Oishu b'shifcha knanis, de zil le'opritzalei, slaves are promiscuous and prefer to remain permitted to slave women. Therefore, we must say, the buyer can request verification of the exact date of his emancipation. The Mishnah referred to Daitiki. documents recording the will of a shchivmara, a mortally ill person, who can bequeath without performing a kenyan. This term is a contraction of the phrase do tehei lamekim aliyas. This shall be valid, meaning she'emeis nechasav lepleini. If he indeed dies from this illness, the bequest is effective. However, the Gemara explains matnas bari, she can matna shchivmara, deloikoni ela la'achar misa. If a healthy person wants to give a gift effective upon his death, he must write in the document, mihayoyim la'achar misa. The gift is effective immediately, but he retains the rights to the produce until his death. The Mishnah Daf Yudches stated, ha'reza lo yachzer, shani oimer kesuvin hayu benim l'chalein sholi litnoin. We do not return these documents because we suspect that he reconsidered and never gave the gift. The Gemara infers, ha'amr tenu naisnin. If he admits that he gave the gift, the document is returned. The Gemara challenges this from the following brisa. Matzah dai tekois, apart tekois, umat tanois, afa peshash neim maiden, lo yachzer lo lezeb lo lezeb. We never return these documents. The Gemara answers, Hava ha b'shchivmera debar mahadahu. Both the Mishnah and the Brisa are discussing the gift of a deathly ill person who can retract his decision at any time. However, ha bay, the Mishnah refers to a case where the shchivmera himself admits to the gift. Therefore, we're not concerned that kasava meikar lahay ve'imlech v'hadi kasava le'inash shachrina b'yavale. After writing the document, he decided to give the item to someone else instead. And bolachza b'yimnasheni, he now reconsidered and wants to give it to the first person, and so he reasons, he wants the original document returned so that the first person can claim to have received it first. This is not a concern, because even if he did give it to someone else, he's not causing anyone a loss because the gift was not binding, and so he's entitled to retract and give it to another. However, the Brisa refers to a case where he died and his son is admitting to the gift. Therefore, we suspect, the son gave the property to another as a gift, which is binding. And he now reasons, I will arrange for the first person to receive the document that he got it from my father, and then divide the property with him. Therefore, anan haiksava lo yavina le lahai. We do not return the document, and Bezin tells him, Ikushta ka'amrit zil at hashtag siv le shtar achrina. If your story is true, you can simply write him another document, and inami lo yahava le avua v'kesavti le inash achrina les bepsedi de kamo vasar kamazachi. We're not causing anyone a loss because if someone else does have a predated document from you, he will receive the property. The Mishnah also referred to shevarin, found receipts. The Gemara cites a related brisa. Matzah shaver, if one found a receipt for a ksuba, bezman she'isha moida yachzer labal, if the woman admits that she was paid and she gave him the receipt, it is returned to the husband. Eina isha moida lo yachzer lo lezeh v'lo lezeh, if she claims she was not paid, it is not returned to either party. Regarding bezman she'isha moida yachzer labal, the Gemara asks, v'leichesh dilma kasava lita menisi lo na atishrei. We should not return the receipt because we should suspect that she gave him the receipt sometime after it was written. And Azla Zivanta Liksubasa Bitoibasana Minisin Matishre. Meanwhile, she sold the rights to claim her ksuba and mapik Leila Shaver Vasla Mitch of the Kurish Lekadin. The receipt will allow the husband to wrongly keep the property set aside for ksuba. Figmar suggests three answers. Hamoikr Starchib Lhaveroi, Bachazu Machale Machal Vafila Yarish Michael. One may forgive a debt, even after selling the rights to collect it. Therefore, she's entitled to write a receipt after selling the ksuba and does not need to claim an invalid receipt. B'shashar ksuba yetzi mitachas yada. The ksuba is in her possession. This proves that she did not sell it because l'chashin l'shtei ksubas. We did not suspect that the husband may have written a second ksuba. Shaver b'zman le'tarf. He is indeed entitled to collect from the date of the receipt because eda b'chasum av zachaloi, the signatories acquire the property on his behalf and it is effective immediately.